We have to understand that Jesus is in command of our lives, and because he died and rose again from the dead, we have to believe in life after death, that one day we're going to die, and if we don't know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, those people will never see God. But we, because we believe in the resurrection of Jesus Christ, we have eternal life through who? Through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Welcome to Somebody Loves You Radio, the Bible teaching ministry of Raul Reese in Diamond Bar, California. Almost 50 years ago, Raul experienced the saving, miraculous love of God as he gave his life to the Lord Jesus. His desire is that you too will embrace the gift of salvation and the hope of eternal life through Christ. To learn more about Raul's story, visit SomebodyLovesYou.com or to get your own free DVD, call 800-634-9165. Well, today's message from Raul continues our Easter series with encouragement to fully give our hearts and lives to Jesus. We'll see that his death was more than an act of sacrifice, and his resurrection was more than a miracle, because in these defining acts, Jesus radically altered the eternal future of all who receive salvation. Today's message offers inspiration to receive Christ's gift and make him your Savior and Lord. Here's Raul Reese now with the message, The Power of the Resurrection. Join us in 1 Corinthians chapter 15.
The resurrection, the central theme of the New Testament, is found 42 times in the New Testament, which is interesting to me. Because the resurrection of Christ is the most important thing in the world. The Corinthian church was confused about the resurrection. They were having doubts. Some would say that when you die, you go to sleep. Some other would say when you die, you get to be in the presence of the Lord. It's called soul sleep. We believe, according to the scriptures, that when you die, instantly, you're in the presence of the Lord. The body goes back into the earth, and when you get to be in the presence of the Lord, imagine being there at the throne of God and watching Paul, the Apostle, Peter, all these guys that have gone before you, standing there knowing that forever and ever you're in the power and in the life of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And I think that many times when you speak of the resurrection of Christ, we don't understand that this is the heart of the good news that is given to us by Jesus Christ himself. In chapter 15, he's writing about the resurrection because many people were arguing the resurrection. Well, when you die, do you rise again that Christ rose from the dead, or did he not rise from the dead? And Paul says, he says four things. You've received it, you stand by it, and you are saved, and I want you to hold fast to it. To hold fast our faith in Jesus Christ, which gives us salvation, and not to be afraid of death, knowing in whom I have believed. Let's look at the first point, chapter 15, verses 1 to 2, the importance of the resurrection. Paul says in verse 1, Moreover, brethren, I declare to you the gospel which I preach to you, which also you receive, in which you stand, by which also you are saved. If you hold fast that word which I preach to you, unless you have believed in vain. Now, the word declare here means to make known. He wants you to know, make known the gospel of Jesus Christ. Make known the resurrection of Jesus Christ. But the resurrection comes under what? Under the good news of the gospel that has been given to each one of us individually. We need to understand there's only one gospel only. Described in many different ways. For example, it is called the gospel of the kingdom of God. And again, in Matthew 4:23, he says, And Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, healing all kinds of sicknesses, all kinds of disease among the people. Secondly, the gospel is the gospel of the grace of God. He says in Acts 20:24. But none of these things move me, Paul says. Nor do I count my life dear to myself so that I may finish my race with joy. And the ministry which I received from the Lord Jesus Christ to testify to the gospel of the grace of God. The grace of God. Now we have to understand that this is the gospel of salvation. Verse 2. By which also you are saved, if you hold fast that word which I preach to you, unless you have believed in vain. Now, some in the church were in danger not continuing in the faith Paul's writing to. They were denying the very hope of living in the presence of God by the resurrection. Now, they had received the gospel, but they were not sure of the resurrection of the gospel as the gospel of Jesus Christ spoke to them. They stood by the gospel, they were saved by the gospel, but at the same time, they had their doubts in their minds. Now, you and I know that when we came to Jesus Christ, I remember coming to Christ, it was no emotional deal in my life. By faith, I accepted Christ. And by faith, I began to read the Bible. By faith, I began to grow according to the Word of God. And by faith, God began to use my life as He wants to use your life. Secondly, the resurrection is the focal point. Verses 3 and 4. For I delivered to you the first of all, that which I also received, that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures. And that he was buried. And that he rose again on the third day according to the scriptures. In the Old Testament, in Psalm 16:10, it tells us, he says, for you will not leave my soul in hell or Sheol or the grave, nor will you allow your Holy One to see corruption. Speaking of who? Jesus. He says, you will show me the path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore. So Paul now, in verse 3, he's talking about the testimony that Paul has in his own life. For I deliver to you, first of all, that which I also received, that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures. The first fact is that Christ died for what? For your sins, according to the scriptures. Paul is saying that the first thing that he heard preach was about the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. And it's so important because he's the one that taught it. And Peter, James, and John later on began to teach about the resurrection of Christ. But the first fact that Paul receives was the death of Christ. Remember, he got saved on his way to Damascus. On his way, did not know Christ. He was killing Christians, arresting Christians. When Paul the Apostle was on his way, all of a sudden, a great light shone. And those that were with him, they couldn't see. They were blinded. And Paul listened to a voice. He heard a voice because he actually asked, and the Lord Jesus Christ began to share with Paul concerning his salvation or his, again, when he was converted. And Paul was really just blown away by his conversion because in the next 3 days, as he was taken to the city of Damascus in Syria, for 3 days he was blind. He couldn't see anything. But then the Lord came to Ananias and say, Ananias, he says, I got this guy by the name of Paul. You've heard about him. He's killing people. He's persecuting people. And Ananias said, yeah, I heard about him. I don't want to go pray for this guy. He might kill me. So what does he do? He goes and he prays, lays hands on him, and Paul the Apostle is able to see. From that point on, Paul the Apostle was never, ever the same. Because Paul not only met Jesus Christ, but he also had a call in his life to preach the resurrection of Jesus Christ. He says this in 2 Corinthians 5:21. For he made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. Christ dying for our sins. First thing. Hebrews 7:26. For such a high priest was fitting for us, who is holy, harmless, undefiled, separate from sinners, and has become higher than the heavens, who does not need daily as those high priests to offer up sacrifices, first for his own sins and then for the people's. For this he did once for all when he offered up himself to death, when he gave his life for each one of us individually. Secondly, Christ died for our ransom. Galatians 3:13 says, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree. He wants to make sure we understand the death of Christ so that we can understand the resurrection. Christ died also for our propitiation. 1 John 2:1. He says, my little children, these things I write to you so that you may not sin. But if anyone sins, we have an advocate or a lawyer at our defense, which is who? Jesus, the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous. And he himself is the propitiation for our sins, not for ours only, but also for the whole world. The grace of God, the mercy of God. And then fifthly, Christ died for what? According to the scriptures. 1 Corinthians 15:3. For I delivered to you, first of all, that which I also received, that Christ died for our sins, according again to the scriptures. Very important to understand that. Now, the fulfillment of scriptures, verse 4, he says, and that he was buried, and that he rose again on the third day, again, according to the scriptures. This is now the second fact of the gospel of Jesus Christ rising from the dead. It is proven that he died and he rose again. When you enter that tomb, you see that the actual tomb is empty. According to Romans 1:4, and declared to be the Son of God with power, according to the Spirit of holiness, by the resurrection from the dead. And then the resurrection proves that he is what? The Spirit of life. 1 Peter 1:3. Blessed be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible, undefiled, and that never fades away, reserved in heaven for you. Now the resurrection of Christ was accomplished, number one, by God's power. God's power, very important. Acts 2:24 says, whom God raised up, having loosed the pains of death, because it was not possible that he should be held by it. Secondly, Christ's power, John 10:18. No one takes it from me, speaking of his life. No one takes it from me, but I laid it down myself. I have the power to lay it down, and I have the power to take it up again. This command I have received from my Father, speaking that when he would die, he would rise again. Thirdly, the Spirit of power, Romans 8:11. But if the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his Spirit, through the Holy Spirit who dwells in you. The power of the Holy Spirit. How about the power of Scripture, Luke 24:45. And he opened their understanding that they might comprehend the scriptures. Then he said to them, thus it is written, and thus it was necessary for the Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead on the third day. Over and over and over again, the resurrection of Jesus Christ. The third point here is resurrection focal point. We see verse 5 again. And that he was seen by Peter, then by the 12, after that he was seen by over 500 brethren at once, of whom the greater part remains to the present time. But some have fallen asleep or have died. After that he was seen by James, then by all the apostles. Then last of all he was seen by me, Paul, also, as by one born out of due time. For I am the least of the apostles, who I am not worthy to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God. But by the grace of God, I am what I am, and his grace for me was not in vain. But I labor more abundantly than they all, yet not I, but the grace of God, which was with me. Therefore, whether I was for they, so we preach, so you have believed. The preaching of the gospel of Jesus Christ, Peter, receiving the gospel of Jesus Christ, the 12 receiving the gospel of Jesus Christ, 500 receiving the gospel of Jesus Christ, even including James. And then Paul the apostle being born one out of due time, understanding his conversion again in verse 8. But last of all, he was seen by me also, one born out of due time. Now think about yourself. When we were born into this world, I never dreamed in my life that I would ever be a Christian. Went in the military, came back, and then all of a sudden, God begins to deal with my life at conviction, and I feel convicted, and I give my life to Him, and never, ever wanted to be a preacher, but here I am. Never wanted to be a preacher. But yet, God had other things in my life. Maybe you don't like what God has called you to be. But we have to understand that Jesus is in command of our lives, and because He died and rose again from the dead, we have to believe in life after death, that one day we're going to die, and if we don't know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, those people will never see God. But we, because we believe in the resurrection of Jesus Christ, we have eternal life through who? Through Jesus Christ our Lord. And this is why Paul says, I am the least of the apostles, who I am not worthy to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God. Paul had a deep sense of unworthiness. He estimated himself, I am the least of the apostles. I am not meet or fit to meet the call as an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God. And then Paul's undeserving grace. I mean, who of us really deserve the grace of God? None of us. He says, but by the grace of God, I am, put your name on there, I am what I am. And His grace toward me was not in vain. But I labor more abundantly than they all, yet not I, but the grace of God which was with me. Romans 5:2 says, through whom also we have access by faith into this grace in which we stand and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. Romans 5:15. But the free gift, not like an offense. For if by one man's offense many died, much more the grace of God and the gift by the grace of one man, Jesus Christ, abundant to many, Christ Jesus. Ephesians 2:4. But God, who is rich in mercy because of His great love in which He loved us, even when we were dead in trespasses, He made us alive together with Christ. For by grace you have been saved. You have been saved by the grace of God. And in verse 11, he says, therefore, whether it was I or they, so we continue to preach the gospel of Christ. Dr. Billy Graham says, the resurrection of Christ is the chief proof of the Christian faith. It is the truth which lies at the very foundation of the gospel. Other doctrines may be important, but the resurrection is essential. It is the most important thing in the life of a child of God. And then let's look at this. We have the resurrection of Christ proven. You say, well, how can we prove it? Number one, by an empty tomb. Those of you, I told you, when we went to Israel, remember, we went into the tomb, we came out of the tomb, and Jesus was not there. He had resurrected. John chapter 20, verse 1, I love this verse. And now at the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene went into the tomb early, and while it was still dark, and saw that the stone had been taken away from the tomb. Imagine rolling away that stone. Then she ran and came to Simon Peter and to the other disciples whom Jesus loved and said to them, you guys, they have taken away the Lord out of the tomb, and we do not know where they have laid him. And then Peter therefore went out, and the other disciple, which is John, and were going to the tomb. And so they both ran together, and the other disciple had ran Peter and came to the tomb first. John was faster than Peter. Verse 5. And then he stooping down and looking in, he saw the linen cloth lying there. Yet he did not go in. Then Simon Peter came, following him, and went into the tomb. And he saw the linen cloth lying there. And the handkerchief that had been around his head was not lined with linen cloth, but folded together in a place for itself. totally folded in place. Verse 8. And then the other disciple who came to the tomb first went in also, and he saw and believed. For as yet they did not know the scripture that he must rise again from the dead. He had spoken to them. They still did not get it until finally he dies and rises again, and they see Jesus Christ. Secondly, by the angelic testimony, by the angel, Matthew 28, 11. And now while they were going, behold, some of the guards came into the city and reported to the chief priests all the things that had happened. Verse 12, and then they had assembled with the elders and consulted together. And they gave large sum of money to the soldiers, saying, tell them that his disciples came at night, they stole him away while we slept. And if this comes to the governor's ears, we will appease him and make known that it's secure. So they took the money, and they did as they were instructed in the saying commonly reported among the Jews, even to the present day. According to Roman law, if you fell asleep and your prisoner would escape, it would cost you your life. They would be killed. So here they paid him off to life. Thirdly, many infallible proofs. John 20, 20. And when he had said this, he showed them his hands, his side. And then the disciples were glad they saw the Lord. And then he said to Thomas, reach your finger here and look at my hands, and reach your hand here and put it into my side. Do not be unbelieving, but believe. And remember, Thomas said, I won't believe unless I see him. And he did. He began to believe. Fourthly, apostolic preaching, Acts 1:22. Being from baptism of John to the day when he was taken up from us, one of these must become a witness with us of his resurrection. Imagine coming to that place in his life, knowing and recognizing that the world hated him, they crucified him, and then at the same time when they crucify him, standing on that cross before he rises, forgiving one of the thieves, because the thief calls out and says, remember me when you get to heaven, Lord. He said, today you'll be with me in paradise.
Well, if you've never received Christ's gift of salvation, we pray that you'll take time to consider all that you've heard on today's lesson. You're listening to Somebody Loves You Radio with Raul Reese. If you'd like to hear today's message again, we'll send you a complete copy for a gift of any amount. Our phone number is 800-634-9165, and the title of today's lesson was The Power of the Resurrection. Before Raul returns, we'd like to tell you about an illuminating resource titled The Messiah's Victory. It's an 8-CD series from Raul that will help you better understand the love of Jesus as you explore the events leading up to his death and his miraculous triumph over the grave. You'll see that God's salvation plan was set in motion from the foundation of the world, and Jesus willingly carried out his Father's will to lay down his life for us. To place your order for Raul's Easter audio pack, visit SomebodyLovesYou.com or call us at 800-634-9165. We'll send you The Messiah's Victory for a gift of $20 or more. Our phone number once again is 800-634-9165. If you prefer to write us, our mailing address is Somebody Loves You Radio, Post Office Box 4440, Diamond Bar, California, 91765. In light of all of the uncertainty in today's world, we hope you'll take advantage of the resources that we have to saturate your heart and mind in the Word of God. You'll find all of Raul's teachings as podcasts available to download through Spotify and iTunes. You can also view verse-by-verse teaching videos for your kids and young adults, including Pastor Raul's current Sunday morning and Wednesday evening services. Find them on YouTube by searching Somebody Loves You Worldwide. Well, as we continually look for ways to support you in your journey with the Lord, we welcome your feedback on how we're doing. We welcome the opportunity to pray for you as well. So please feel free to share any needs or concerns that you have that we could bring before the Lord. And don't forget, Somebody Loves You Radio is funded through the partnership of listeners like you. Your generosity keeps us on the air, and every gift you give is tax deductible. Tomorrow on Somebody Loves You Radio, we'll get more encouraging and inspiring truths from Scripture as we delve into the rich gift God has given us in His Word. Here's Raul now once again to close out today's lesson.
But imagine with each one of our hearts thinking about this actual thief that was on the other side cursing the Lord, how we came to a place in our lives when we were cursing the Lord, but somehow the Holy Spirit touched your life. And when the Holy Spirit touched your life and touched my life, what happened? We were resurrected in the newness of life, the scripture says. In the newness of life, we have been resurrected this morning. Today, when you go with your loved ones or friends, whatever you're doing today, make sure you don't preach to them. If they ask you about Easter, tell them about the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Give them the story. Don't preach them. Give them the story in a way they can understand it. And if they reject it, that's not your problem. That's a problem, again, with the Holy Spirit convicting them. And if they do receive the resurrection, be ready to pray with them and pray a simple prayer. Jesus, forgive me for my sins. Come into my life. I accept you by faith in Jesus' name. That's how simple it is.
This program is sponsored by Somebody Loves You Radio in Diamond Bar, California.